We're talking with Mark Peloza from Hog Heaven Guide Service on Little Beta Knock. And Mark, I appreciate the update. Sounds like this barometric pressure is really helping to determine when a bite is picking up. Now, did the walleye pick up during that time as well?
Yes. We had some guys that caught some illegal walleye, of course, some undersized. I shouldn't say illegal, but they're undersized. And then we got some that were in 15 to 21 inch range. They weren't gangbusters on them, but it was an occasional walleye here and there. And again, I relate that to that switch in that barometric pressure.
And have you seen any bigger walleye at all yet?
Yeah, I mean, we're getting our occasional big walleyes. I mean, the bait shop owner here, his son last week got a 29 in 20 foot of water. So, yeah, I mean, it's hit and miss. It's a little tougher. You got to work for them this year. And like you said, it's a doggone bait that I believe that's in the bay that these fish have got all they want to eat. So people really got to go out there and put a good effort in. But they're there to catch. I mean, but you got to put your diamond on the water just like anything else.
So you mentioned, you know, the pike are out there, they're gorging themselves, the walleye are gorging themselves, but these bait fish that are in the bay, are they too big for the perch mostly?
Yeah, I mean, perch usually don't really chase those shad much. I'd say they're probably a little bit too big for them, but perch fishing, they like their smaller minnows, you know, your shiners and your wigglers, that sort of thing, and these bait fish that are in the bay are a little bit bigger than that.
I guess what I'm saying is I'm guessing that's probably why that's been the most consistent fishing.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, pretty much.
All right. Well, is there anything else you want us to know about as far as the fishing goes and the ice conditions? Actually, yeah, we need to find out about the ice conditions. How far south are they getting now with this warmer weather?
Well, again, I don't think I'd venture any further in the Escanaba River right now without really checking really good. Like I said, I tell most people you're going to travel that way, stay in people's two tracks, and when you run out of two tracks, you better start getting out with your chisels and your ice augers and feeling your way south. But you get out that way, you know, like you said, it's just like anything else. You've got to be very cautious.
Is there anything else, Mark, you want us to know about?
Well, not other than that, we could probably have some upcoming tournaments that people might be interested in. We got it used to be the old Jug Bordeaux tournament. It's going to be run out of Chenier's Reef, out of Escanaba. Kipling Bar here in Kipling is going to have a tournament, and those places can all be contacted. They're in the phone book. Kipling, I believe, is 906-428-9925. And I'm not sure what the phone number is for Chenier's Reef, but the web can give you that.
Okay. I appreciate it. Sounds like it's going to be a great weekend coming up again as far as bringing kids out, free fishing weekend. So maybe you should throw your phone number out there if they want to go fishing with you.
Sure. Like I said, this weekend we had a good weekend. We had a lot of people up, and I help a lot of people out, and I'd be glad to help anybody who wants to give me a call. You can reach me at 906-241-0742.
241-0742. Mark Peloza from Hog Heaven Guide Service giving us the Little Beta Knock Ice Fishing Report. Thanks for your time.
You're more than welcome, Adam. Have a great day.
And thank you for listening to The Outdoor Show.